You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
Case numbers have risen more than 50% across Europe in the last month, a trend that experts say the U.S. and other countries should be concerned about. While countries with higher vaccination rates have seen a weakened link between rising cases and hospitalizations and deaths, others, especially nations in Eastern Europe, where vaccine uptake and trust in the healthcare system are lower, are seeing more worrying surges. Some countries are imposing new measures to curb the spread of infection. Starting yesterday in Austria, for instance, people over 12 who are unvaccinated cannot leave their homes except for basic activities or to get their shots. In other news, more than 1 million children between the ages of 5 and 11 have been vaccinated since shots for younger kids were approved in the U.S. on November 2nd. To keep that figure rising, some of the nation's states and cities have introduced incentives for kids who get immunized. New York City is offering tickets to local attractions and sporting events, while San Antonio is offering gift cards to a local grocery chain. West Virginia is offering 100 lifetime hunting and fishing licenses. And New York, Ohio, and Minnesota are among the states offering drawings for substantial college scholarships. And as of yesterday, anyone over 40 is eligible to receive a COVID-19 vaccine booster from either Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna in the UK 6 months after their second shot. Up to this point, only people over 50 and those with underlying health conditions were approved for boosters. Additionally, UK officials announced that 16 and 17-year-olds can start getting second doses. Until now, they had only been allowed to receive the first of two COVID-19 shots.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.